It turns out that fall has become the most popular season for weddings. And one reason could be that rising temperatures have made summer nuptials a little sticky. As part of our series on heat, NPR's Adelina Lansianese looks into how wedding professionals are keeping guests and cakes from sweating.
Half a mile, turn right.
The air conditioning is full blast in Alan Furman's SUV as he races to the Kaufman wedding in Leesburg, Virginia. Furman glances at the white three-tier cake in the back.
Buttercream, it really can't tolerate temperatures above mid to upper 80s max.
He raises a digital thermometer to the air vent.
That's 52.0 degrees. That gives us a perfect temperature to deliver safely and get it there in perfect condition intact.
Furman is the co-owner of Edibles Incredible Bakery and creates about 400 wedding cakes each year. Just a few miles from the wedding, Furman checks the temperature inside the car again.
It's 42.8 degrees, so it's pretty cold.
He's in good shape. This reception will take place indoors, and it's a pretty mild August day in Northern Virginia at a high of 82 degrees. Globally, there are about 74 days like this every year. It's what Sarah Kapnick calls
mild weather. It's weather that isn't too hot, isn't too cold, very low precipitation, almost none, and very low humidity as well.
Kapnick is a climate scientist at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. She co-authored a 2017 report that concluded the planet will lose 4 mild weather days in the next 2 decades.
So what that means is that the summers in the United States, they're getting hotter. They're also becoming more humid, particularly in the South and the Southeast.
Kapnick says her study was inspired by frequent requests from worried friends who wanted her to predict the weather on their wedding days. And she's not alone. All over the country, couples are planning ahead for hotter weather. River Davies is a Los Angeles-based wedding designer and the president of the Wedding International Professionals Association.
We try and always convince a client, July, August, even September, you really want to bring in some air conditioning because otherwise your guests are not going to be comfortable.
Davies says wedding professionals are making adjustments, especially for outdoor weddings. Ceremonies are getting shorter. Some cake bakers create duplicate cakes of foam for display during the reception.
It costs more to do a wedding in the heat. You know, you've got to create shade. You've got to bring more ice in. You've got to pay the florist more because everything's going to be last minute. It's more expensive, flat out.
So, Kapnick, the climate scientist, says it's not surprising that wedding season seems to be shifting.
People are looking to get married often outside, often during pleasant weather where people can be active. They can be dancing. They can be enjoying themselves.
The website Wedding Wire tracks the most popular wedding dates each year. 10 years ago, days in May, June, and July were most common. But in 2017, September, October, and November took the top spots. In Virginia, cake baker Alan Furman has arrived at the Kaufman wedding, an intimate affair at the historic Rust Manor House. He whisks the cake inside, and a few hours later, the Kaufmans slice the cake, perfectly intact, to cheers from their family and friends in this audio provided by the venue's event supervisor. As the newlyweds link arms and feed each other forkfuls of vivacious vanilla cake, the temperature is in the low 70s, which means spirits are high. Adelina Lansianese, NPR News.